So, Dwayne, they're getting ready. The Huskies won the toss, but have deferred to the second half. There's pretty much no wind at all, so no advantage in the first half. So they said, we'll let Sheraton decide. And, of course, they decided to take the ball. So the Huskies will kick off from the 40-yard line deep for Sheraton, of course. We have, wait a minute. Do we have some different guys up here?
Well, we have McCurdy who's standing on the 10.
Oh, okay.
Their kicker is Drew Cuffman, and here it is, a high end-over-end. McCurdy hovers under it, takes it at the 10, back to the 15, across the 20, breaks a tackle, still on his feet across the 30, down at the 35-yard line.
Nice play. Nice run. Brought down by number 8.
Is Cole Seiler. He's a junior, 5'10 junior, goes 160 pounds. And here come the Chargers.
The Chargers started out on the 35, just like if it would have been kicked out of bounds. First and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers. We're just underway. No score. 11:53 left to play in the first quarter. From the pistol, Christian Bankson hands it off to McCurdy. He cuts right, cuts left, goes ahead for five and a half yards. See where the spot is. Going to be bring up on a second down and 5. 4.5. So, second down, and great way to start out the game.
Hey, you got to like second and short. Gives you a whole lot more options. And they've been capitalizing on second and short all year. So they're going to split, and they're sending everybody wide.
And now Derek Lane goes in motion, gives it across the middle to McCurdy, and he's stacked up at the line. He may get a half a yard on this one, not much. He's going to bring up a third down and still about 4.
So that was spread the defense out, try to find a hole in the middle. But Winterset didn't bite. They left 8 in the box and trapped up McCurdy. So that brings up third down and 4 on the 41.
Thankston from the pistol trips to the left, wide to the right. They take it out to Hawkinson. He makes the catch at the 45 across the 50 into Winterset territory. Hawkinson, the district's leading receiver, picks up another nice gain, and it's the first down for the Sheraton Chargers.
And Hawkinson has 25, now 26 receptions coming into the game, 541 yards on the year, 21.6 yards every time he touches the ball.
Twins right, handed off to McCurdy. He takes it up the middle, falls forward, does a nice job, takes it ahead, just past the line of scrimmage. He's not going to pick up a whole lot on that. In fact, see where the spot is. It looks like he may have lost a yard.
I believe he did. Yeah, and I was going to say on the previous play, Stephen did a great job picking up the block coming from the defensive end on the left side, giving Christian the opportunity to complete the pass to DJ. Nice job there by Stephen.
Twins right, twins left. We got a flag in the backfield as they give it off to Derek Lang, who goes ahead to the 40-yard line, but I fear this one is coming back. Somebody moved forward before they were able to do it. So,
thank you very much.
T.J. Hawkinson picks up the flag and gives it to the head referee. The umpire sets the ball. It's going to bring up a second down and 15. Just under 10 minutes play in the first quarter. The ball is back in Sheraton territory on the 48.
They were announcing the referees before we went on the air. I ref basketball with at least 2 of these 5 guys, and maybe 3 of them.
So you're not going to want to criticize them. I'll do it.
Okay,
Christian fakes the handoff to McCurdy, and now hits Hawkinson off to the side, knocked out of bounds right at about, it looks like they're going to mark it at the 43 or the 48 or the 46. And 46-yard line. So he picks up third down and 8 now. They're back into Winterset territory. Third down. Big play for the Chargers. Hunter Storm brings the play in from the sideline. Tonight's game being brought to you by Motor Inn in Knoxville, Iowa. Man in motion is Lang. Long count. Christian keeps it himself, goes around the left side. He's got the first down and it keeps going. And it's a first down for the Sheraton Chargers. Ball's going to be spotted about the 37-yard line. Green, one of the things that we've seen a lot better this year than what we've seen in the last couple of years is when Stephen McCurdy, when Christian Bankston, when anybody carrying the ball gets hit, they fall forward. And that's, you know, that's a yard forward instead of a yard back, 2 yard difference, over and over and over during the course of the season.
Makes a huge difference.
Twins right, Twins left, and McCurdy takes the ball up the middle, and North and South McCurdy just tucks it in and scatters across for about an 8 yard gain, I'd say. Let's see where they mark it.
Well, and Jacob Larson is
9 yards.
Jacob Larson is their quarterback, but also back at safety in their defense and made that tackle, and Stephen went over him. And again, you were talking about falling forward. Landed on, I mean, Larson made the tackle, but going forward.
Hand off to McCurdy, takes it across the 30, the 25, rather, for a first down. The first and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers. Still no score, 8:38 left to play here in this first quarter. And the Sheraton Chargers are not only moving the chains, but they're eating up the clock while they're doing it. So the Chargers, ball marked on the 24. 24 yards to go for a score for the Chargers. Twins right, Twins left from the pistol. And Christian keeps himself, cuts up the middle, and he's going to be close to a first down. He's going to be short, but takes it almost to the 15. We'll see where they might be bounced forward a little bit.
About a half a yard short, Mark.
He's going to be on the 11. Second down and 2 from the 11-yard line. Nice play by Christian Bankston.
Really did. He really did. Did a nice job picking his way through there. And great job on by our offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Opening up the holes there and continue to open up. Nance brothers and Alex Reynolds just making way.
They are working up the middle. Man in motion again is Wang. Handoff's going to go to McCurdy. No. Bankston keeps himself, and he is going to be dropped for a loss. So it's going to bring up a third down in about 4. Nice job by the interior line of the Winterset Huskies. The men in black doing a nice job there.
Brandon Purr and Alan Shahan on the tackle.
Bring the Ben Moret, FedEx, brings it in from the sideline. We've got Ben Kinnan in out wide to the left, Twins right, Twins left, Lang in motion. Fake the handoff to Lang up the middle to McCurdy. He's got the first down past the 10 to about the 9-yard line.
And we'll see what kind of spot we get out of that, but that is going to be a first down, going to be first and goal. So with 7 minutes on the clock, the Chargers continue to move the chains. First and goal at the 10.
It's as far away from a first and goal as you can get. The ball is just barely touching the 10-yard line. Now two men in the backfield. The handoff to McCurdy carries it up to the 5. Second down and goal from the 5. We've got a flag on the far side.
Flag on the far side, so they'll report.
McCurdy lost his helmet.
This is like the opposite of Fox News. They decide, and then we report. That's how that works. Personal foul, face mask on Winterset. So half the distance to the goal and a first down.
You know, on offense, there we had McCurdy and Connor Gugrich. So half the distance to the goal. So second down and the goal. Oh, because it's a face mask.
It's a face mask.
First down.
Yep. So first and goal from the 2. But here we go.
Okay. Take the hand. No, give the ball to Kinnan. He bounced back and then came back forward, takes the ball down to about the 1. So the little cannon was a nice run.
And I thought he was wrapped up. He went straight into the right side of the line, got bounced back, jumps to his left, tries to roll it around through the left guard, and gets half of what he needed. So second down and 1 from the 1.
McCurdy returns to the backfield along with Kinnan. Now, Kinnaman, what are you throwing the flag for? Is the flag, we're going to move it back five, I'll bet anything.
We'll see what the, oh, there. Yep. It's offsides against Winterset.
Wow.
So second and, you know.
18 inches.
Yep. The official takes a half a step forward and places the ball. Second down and one from the, yeah, what'd you say, 18-inch line?
Yeah.
That's where we are.
So now Hawkinson in at the tight end. Lang out wide. Give
touchdown.
It to McCurdy. Touchdown, McCurdy. Touchdown, Sheraton. Yeah, boy! And Sheraton takes a 6-0 lead here in the first quarter with 5:51 left to play in the first quarter. So Sheraton takes the kickoff and marches down the field, 65 yards, puts it into the end zone, and now they will attempt the point after. The swinging gate is set up to go. Kane holds the ball. E.R., Edward Rodigan. He was excited in speech class today. Here's the kick. It's blocked. So the Chargers take a 6-0 lead. We will be back with more Southern Iowa District 8 3A high school football from Winterset, Iowa. Mark Sullivan and Dwayne Johnson. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Back.
We've got tonight's game being brought to you by CNC Cycle out on Highway 34 on the south side of Sheraton. Stop out and see Bob Chip for a Harley or a Kawasaki. He's got, man, you name it, he's got it out there. It's fantastic. And Community First Credit Union.
I will do everyone a favor and not sing the jingle. I think they'll appreciate that more than me doing that. But stop in Community First.
Here's the kickoff. E.R. puts it down. It scoots along and is fumbled and picked up and falling on very wisely. Number 38, I think. 28. Number 20.
Warren Holder, 28. He's a senior.
Okay. He tried to pick it up, scooted it out, and did the smart thing of dropping right down on the ball. His first and 10. For the men in black, Winterset Huskies ball is going to be spotted on the 26th. Have you got this one?
I do.
All right.
Okay, so this is the first time that we've gotten to see a more traditional offense. Jacob Larson in under center, turns and hands off to his right. Now, Mark Dre tries to go around the right-hand side and is met by a wall of white, but before he picks up six.
Quinn Storm makes a nice job of the stop on that one, and Alec Reynolds as well. Just a steal, they call him.
So that'll.
We're not going.
I can't even get finish after that. Second down and four. Ball on the 32. Huskies break huddle. Send Cole Seiler wide left, straight eye backfield, give and turn to the first back through.
Very traditional offense for Winterset. As you said, we haven't seen this much. We've seen so much more of the pistol. And Sheridan runs the pistol, but they backed up a little farther than before, than they did earlier in the season, and it kind of looks a little bit more like a traditional shotgun.
Allen split wide right, three backs behind Larson. Turn and hands to the first back through, hands to the fullback.
Gugrich in on the tackle. Brings Alec Reynolds. And nice job by by Mr. Cohen in there as well.
Official signal for a first down. Made it by about half a yard. So
made it by just that much.
Ball's going to be spotted on the 37-yard line. First and 10. Here's the snap. Turning.
Nice.
Hands off to Allen, who goes over right tackle, gets 7 yards on that carry.
Quinn, Nance, Quinstorm, Tyler Nance, Trevin Nance. Nice job. Ball is spotted on the 47-yard line. 3:25 left to play here in the first quarter.
They've got about 12 different guys that carry the ball. I'm not sure that I've gotten one right yet, Mark.
Close
Larson turns and hands off, takes the handoff. Now goes around the right-hand side, takes it himself, left-hand side. And that's good for a first down across the 50 to the 49-yard line.
Zach McElroy makes the stop as they move into Sheraton territory. I see you're sitting on your Bears 3-0 seat there.
I will, as every time I have the opportunity, when you're 3-0, you don't get that. Doesn't come along very often. You got to revel in it.
The Saints' next three games are against all teams that are 3-0 at this point. I like that.
Straight eye, four-step drop, fires across the middle of the field. Pass intended for Brandon Allen. Larson's pass incomplete.
Derek Lang just did a great job of breaking that one up. The basketball standout just did a fantastic job.
It was a nice pass and a nice route. It was just as good defense. Just a really nice play on both sides of the ball there. I'm not sure that if he had another opportunity, he would have thrown that ball any different. So the snap, direct snap to Tanner Spear.
Connor, can I buy a ball, Gugrich? Did a nice job of bringing him down from behind. I got to tell you, Connor today in economics said, how many tackles do I have to get tonight to get you to buy me a vowel? I told him I was afraid that might jeopardize his amateur status.
Donahoe split out wide left, double tight end set, turns hands off to the second back around the left-hand side.
There
he goes to Jack Barker. He does just get across the 40-yard line. We'll see what kind of spot they give him. Oh, he is short by about a half a yard.
He may have been across the 40-yard line, but they put the ball right on the 40. I'd say we're probably in four-down territory.
Well, they were.
Are you sending the kicker in?
Nope. I saw them kicking field goals to warm up. They're good from maybe if the ball is spotted on the 23, 24, 25-yard line, maybe. But that's about as far out as they're going to get. But Winterset's going to call a timeout. We'd like to take a timeout.
We don't need any popcorn if we never have
one. But I'll read an ad if you've got one.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. There you go. How about that one right there?
How about the top one? How about that? The Feldman Family. Is that the one you want me to read?
Yeah, that's the one I want to read. Yeah. This is the only one I've written down.
Feldman Family in Franklin on the north side of Sheridan Square.
See, that's me. I'm Feldman.
Is ready for fall. The store is bursting, it seems, with new products for fall, with more arriving daily. Samuel has stocked the shelves with fall decor for your home, as well as gifts and accessories for the season. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and even Christmas items have arrived. You know, my son would complain about Christmas items being out before Thanksgiving, but
but hey, what can you do?
What can you do? If you want Christmas items, you can get them now. So, Ben Franklin on the north side of Sheraton Square, living life a good old-fashioned life.
You can't believe how much stuff got delivered today.
Really?
The door is bursting. I mean, it's incredible. So fourth down and less than one. Here's a handoff up the middle, and he's going to be stopped, and he's going to be drug back, and it's not going to be a first down for Winterset. It's going to be a first down for the Sheraton Chargers.
Loss of a yard on the play. So with a 1:24 to play in the first quarter, the Charger defense holds. Winterset turns the ball over on down. First and 10 from the 40, their own 42.
I wanted to mention to you, Dwayne, that in spite of the fact that the Chargers haven't won that many games over the last couple of years, our quarterback, Christian Bengtsson, who just hands off to McCurdy up the middle and is going to get buried for about a one-yard loss, is on the cusp of setting the Sheraton career passing record.
Really?
And only a sophomore, I've been told, that T.J. Hockenson is on the cusp of setting already as a sophomore the career receiver.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, Sheraton has not historically been, you know, known as Air Sandy and Air...
Well,
there's Smizer, but
there have only been two balls put in the air this entire quarter, but that's true.
Back to pass now, looking downfield, and he's got Kinnon up the middle for a touchdown. He's going to go. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, touchdown.
There's a flag in the field.
Oh, can I say Yambo anyway for our boy, the little cannon?
That was a really nice play and a nice pass.
And I really
hold Ingus off him.
Shoot.
Points go off the board for Sheraton.
Well, we're on the red, but they never put him up.
Yeah. 41-yard play negated by a hold. So
if we were home, they would have been up. But so instead of a 60-yard touchdown, we come back, and it's going to be a 15-yard loss. The ball is going to be taken back all the way. So, holy cow.
Well, it's 10-yard mark behind where the flag happened. The flag happened back by where Christian set up, 7 yards deep behind the line of scrimmage, maybe a little behind that from when he backed up. So,
jeez.
So, second down and a quarter mile. Bengtsson flushed, rolling to his left. Now cuts back right.
Still going.
Breaks a tackle on the left-hand side. That's positive yardage before he's finally brought down right around the 30-yard line. So, ball was on the 23. Looked like a 7-yard gain. Got a 30-yard run for Christian to net those 7 yards. Stop the ball on the 29, maybe.
And there's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Sheraton 6. The Huskies of Winterset 0. We have, you're listening to KIICradio.com and KIIC Radio 96.7. Tonight's game being brought to you by, I have 20 of these, Midwest Heritage Bank, right there in Sheraton and all over Southern Iowa. And it's a Hy-Vee company, so in many, many Hy-Vees across several states.
Well, there's one in Windsor Heights, is the Hy-Vee that I go to.
There you go.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Southtown Auto, Lawn Paw convenience store right there in Lucas, and Piersbacher Funeral Home, right in my backyard. By that I mean up the store. It's right across the alley from the store. Here's another thing about Ben Franklin mentioned in there. By Windstream, for your all your needs for internet and phone. I'm making these up as I go, guys, so just give me a break on this, okay? Northridge Living Center, which is an assisted living center there in Sheraton, right next to the hospital. It's beautiful. I mean, it is one of the most beautiful places like that I've ever seen. So we've got full house in the backfield. They're going to take the handoff. Christian's going downfield. And it was a nice pass to T.J. Hockenson, and a beautiful job by Andy Lambert. Came across and slapped it away. It was not an interference, but he was right there, right at that moment. It was a beautiful job of defense. So we got a fourth down and 2 or 3 acres, and it's going to be time for Sheraton to kick the first punt of the day.
Charlie Palmer sets up standing on his own 16-yard line.
Charlie Palmer, the wind's come up a little bit, so perhaps he'll be able to get this past the first down marker.
And there
and
it
he
is,
does.
End over end.
Oh, nice. Nice job by, who is that?
23. Brandon Allen catches it, falls to his knees, covers it.
He does a nice job on that. And we've got a nice job on the defense, or you're on the coverage. Number 10. Oh, we got a number 10.
Our number 10, Bradley Kritzinger.
Oh, DK. The Burger King Meister himself puts that one away. Nice job. So Winterset will have good field position. The ball on the 38-yard line and 62 yards to go for a score.
Donahoe splits out wide left, straight eye behind Larson, turns hands to the second back, goes around left tackle, carried up Brandon Ryerson.
The five spot, Quinn, Storm, and Alec, Alec Reynolds in on that one. And so, boy, we're hearing those two a lot tonight. So far, you don't really want those guys that are that far back getting all your tackles. But so far, 6-0, Sheraton with the lead.
Ball spotted on the 44, second down and 5. Larson in under center. Now rolls out to his left. That's a completed pass to Brandon Herr. Still on his feet, first down and more across the 50, 45, 44-yard line, maybe even to the 43. He was on the far side of the field when he ran out of bounds.
Derek Lang with the guy who knocked him out of bounds. Nice job by Derek again. But again, we're calling the guys' names who are the deep defenders too much. We got to get Pavel in there. We got to get Connor in there.
And now rolling to his right. That's a completed pass. That's a 30-25 brought down by Hunter Stone, by Quinn Storm at the 24-yard line. Pass was completed to Alan Shahan. Just a little dump pass off of the right hand. And Shahan went
a lot.
322 yards on that completion. So really nice. And most of those 23 yards were run after catch.
Yeah, and he should have been wrapped up about 10 yards before that. And he broke a nice tackle and went forward.
Straight eye, give to the second back.
35.
Tanner Spear was the ball carrier.
And brought down by Connor Goodrich and Tyler Nance.
1 yard gain.
So nice job by the guys in the front that time.
Well, and that middle of the line, this is the second week in a row, the middle of the line has really done a nice job. Did the entire game last week. So here's Larson again, hands to the first back for 3 yards, tries to go over the left tackle.
Okay, we got Connor Goodrich in on that, and Bradley Kutzinger and Jacob Cohen in on that.
That was Brandon Herr, big number 43, 6'1", 215.
9:48 left to play here in the first half. Sheraton with a 6-0 lead, but knocking on the door of the red zone are the Huskies.
Larson in under center, power eye. Turns and tries to throw to his receiver. Missed tackle. That's a completed pass down to the 11. McElroy did a nice job coming over and picking up and making what I guess was a touchdown-saving tackle, because otherwise there was nobody between him and the end zone.
Aaron Kane put a look on him, but he went right around him and did a nice job of staying on his feet and taking it all the way down to the 12.
So first and 10 from the 12. Clock moving at 9:19. Turn, hands to the second back, met at the line.
Oh.
Stood up. That's Brandon Ryerson on the carry. Alex Reynolds,
nice job again.
And Tyler Nance both on the tackle there. Boy, they really are doing a nice job in the middle. So they're going to put the ball at the 11, second down and 9. Huskies break huddle, send one receiver wide right. That's Cole Seiler. Larson in under center, 3 in the backfield. Misdirection, now keeps it himself, turns and throws. Completed pass off to the right-hand side. Touchdown. That's going to be a touchdown. Completed to Alan Shahan, 11-yard completion with 8:39 on the board.
So that ties the game at 6-6 in Winterset, looking to take the first lead of the game. on this homecoming night for the Huskies. The wind has come up a little bit from the south. North. That's the south. So here's the kick is up, and it looks good from here, and it is good. So our score, the Huskies 7, the Chargers 6. You're listening to Charger Football on KIIC, KIICradio.com, stream number 2. I'm Mark Felderman along with Dwayne Johnson. Getting that all written down there?
I am. I make my scoring notes, so...
The first time that Sheridan knocked off Winter Set was in 1951, so this rivalry goes back a ways. Sheridan won that game 18-7. Tonight's game being brought to you by the Sheridan Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and by a really, Dwayne, a really nice ladies' clothing store right there on Business 34. Called Barbed Wire and Lace. It's a Western type wear, and it's a very nice store. So, the Huskies are going to kick this one off.
And here's the kickoff. Squibber down the left-hand side, and it's taken at the 22 and across the 30 to the 31. Hit. Is that Derek Lang?
At
21. Dylan Sanders.
Dylan Sanders,
sophomore on the carry.
So Sheridan takes over, first and 10 ball on the 31. So the Chargers now need to march down the field. Both of these teams doing a really nice job of methodically moving the ball down the field. Now they hand off to McCurdy. He takes it clear around to the left side as we are now moving from our right to our left before he cuts it up the field, and he ran about 12 yards for no gain, which is not how you want to do that. How many times do I have to tell you, Stephen? North and south. North and south. At the half, Wayne is beating Moravia 42-0, so they'll be looking at a running clock in the second half. Christian Banks looks down the field, and a beautiful 25 yards to Ben Moret. FedEx himself, his dad's a mailman, but he delivers. I'm here to tell you, nice job. Takes it down, so into Husky territory all the way down to the 46-yard line. 46 yards to go for a score. 7:51 left to play. Twins right, wide left is Kinnanen. Hands off to McCurdy. This time he goes north and south. Actually, he just goes north. And she goes forward for about a 3-yard gain. Going to bring up a second down and 7. Nice job by Steven.
And a nice job by Nanson Reynolds opening up the right side with a nice hole for Steven to run through.
In the first quarter, Pella 24, Carlisle 7.
Completion to Hawkinson around the left-hand side. Still on his feet and run out of bounds across the 40.
That's four completions already for Christian here in the first half. And I tell you what, Christian has just gotten stronger and stronger and stronger with that. Surprised at that Pella score?
Yeah, a little bit.
Pella playing their homecoming tonight.
Third down and very short.
Bankston takes the snap. He's going to give it to McCurdy up the middle. He's hit. I don't think he's got the first down. It's going to be close. It's going to depend on the spot. Nice job by the defense. And they take it back a little ways. I don't think he has the first down. Fourth down in about...
And they're going to measure.
Oh, they're going to measure. Okay.
We need an optometrist to sponsor the measurements. That's what we need.
That would be good. You want to look through the... see, maybe we have one.
Southtown Auto?
Close enough.
That
driving for a first down.
Right, there you go.
No, he's going to be short about a foot. About a football and a half. So the ball is spotted right on, right near the 37-yard line. They need to get to the 36 for a first down. You know, I hit that point in my life where I notice silly little things, hand off the ball to McCurdy. He's not a first down. He's all the way across the 35, close to the 33. Going to be first down for the Sheraton Chargers.
Hammer Medical, but across the line there.
Okay. He hammered that one.
He hammered that one.
Yeah, excellent. 7-6 is our score. Winterset with a one-point lead over the Sheraton Chargers, but the Chargers are marching down the field with 6.5 minutes left to play here in the first half of play. Long count by Christian.
Encroachment, that's going to cost them 5 yards.
Which one?
Cost Winterset. Winterset jumped across the line, and so that's going to bring up first down and five.
What I was going to say
Is
that this is our, what, fifth game? Fifth game.
1-3.
And this is the third team that we've faced that had their numbers on the side of their helmet, which is very old school, but it's the third one we've seen this season.
Keeps you from getting your helmets mixed up.
It does. Back to pass, looking downfield, he's got a man open, and T.J. Hawkinson with another nice one, and I see where the spot is. Is it going to be a first down?
It's going to be
yep,
close.
First down.
Yep, James are already moving.
Down to the 30-yard line.
So they will wind the clock as soon as we are ready, and it starts moving again here, 6:08 to play in the second quarter.
My guess is that T.J. is going to keep his leadership as the district's leading receiver.
Is that by total yards
both.
Or total catches?
Both.
Both.
I sound like the guy on radio. The handoff to
you are,
I am on radio. Handoff to McCurdy. I suppose I should tell you that he doesn't get a whole lot. Oh yeah, three. Down three. Second down and 7. I'd say, on that, but where they, in the movie where, what's the name of the actor who played radio? Gooder,
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah. Okay.
Straight Eye.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Swing out to T.J. Lang, to Derek Lang. The Lang me, get a rope and hang me. He's got a first down, and he's got it down to.
It's going to be a first and goal. They're inside the 10.
Are they inside the 10?
Yes, they are.
Nice play by Derek Lang. Anyway, it's taking me forever to tell the story when the waitress says, do you want peach or apple? And he says, both.
Yes.
So he leads in both. Boy, that was a long wait for that much of a story. Okay, we got a full house backfield. They're going to give it to McCurdy across the right side, and he's going to take it down to, what do you think, about 6, 7? Yep, ball's, I think, on the 7. Second down and goal from the 7. 5 minutes to play.
This is a great field and a great stadium, but that's a really tough angle for us to tell where the ball is.
We played on a couple of artificial turf ones already, and those are flat. This has a nice crown because it's a natural field. Hand off to McCurdy up the middle. He's class of 5 to maybe the 4. Third down and goal from the 4. Oh, yeah.
Tackle to Alan Shahan.
Yeah. Gentleman sitting next to me here in the booth running the clock saying that it's really hard to tell when they get out of bounds in that corner because of the crest of the field. We can't see the line at all. We just need to be up a little higher. And back to pass now. Christian's in trouble, and he throws this one away as he gets sacked. He didn't get sacked because he threw it away, but threw it out of bounds to the right. Just to bring fourth down and goal.
Yeah, on Sundays, they'll count sacks and hurries and pressures and hits. That he everything but a sack on that one. He Winterset got their money's worth on that one. That was
Sheraton takes a timeout. I can't fathom I can't fathom that they're going to go for it. I mean, that they're going to go for a field goal with Chase and Blue on crutches. Edward, I don't know exactly. You were going to ask me what happened after.
I was going to ask you.
Well, it was in the game.
It was in the Norwalk game.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at any rate, Edward Rodigan is a really nice young man, and he's done a nice job coming in, kicking for the Chargers, but he's not chasing Blue when it comes to a long field goal. And so, Bondurant Ferrer is leading Albion 14-9. There's a surprise. So, yeah, that's a big...
Albion's homecoming tonight?
Albion's homecoming, it is. yeah, that's cool. It's 14-9. I just got a totally inappropriate text from Jim. All right.
Just a commercial.
He did, and that's what, because he's making fun of the Ben Franklin. Red Hall Realty and Smith Body Shop. Hey, this next Thursday night,
yeah,
at Johnson's Auditorium, the Sheraton Arts Council. Here we go. Fourth and goal. Back to pass. Christian Bankson. Looks like he gets in the corner. Is it?
Incomplete.
Incomplete. So the goal run down to Winterset as Sheraton marched all the way down the field. Could not punch it into the end zone. So Sheraton still trailed
7-6.
7-6, and it'll be 1st and 10 for the Huskies, and the ball will be spotted on the
4.
On the 4. What I was going to say was, this is going to be a really great concert, sponsored by the Arts, or the Performing Arts. I'm screwing that up, who it is sponsoring it. The handoff up the middle, and no gain as brought down, I believe, by Connor.
Yeah, Brandon Ryerson was the ball carrier, tried to go over right tackle.
That was Tyler Nance with the tackle, and did a nice job of it. At any rate, a group called New Odyssey, and I mean, I looked them up on the internet and on YouTube. Fantastic.
Huh.
Only $10 a ticket for adults, $5 for kids.
So where's the concert?
It's going to be at Johnson's Auditorium right there in the community center at Sheridan High School.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be a great show.
Larson looking to pass. Throws the ball way downfield.
Oh,
just over the outstretched hands of Brandon Allen. Well covered.
Derek Lang?
Yep, by Derek Lang. And so clock stops on the incomplete pass. 3rd down and 11. Ball on the 3. So that first down carry went for -1. Incomplete pass. So Charger defense looking to get the ball back here.
How about this? Put it back there and then have a bad snap on the punt, and we'll either block it or get a safety. I like that.
And
oh, it is a safety.
That's a sack. And that is a safety. Oh, and then there's a penalty after that. There's also a penalty, but there's a safety signal.
I think the safety has
white hat. So if there's a personal foul, I'm just guessing at this point, given how far away they are. So they go over and they're going to talk to the Sheraton captain. Mr. Short is talking to Tyler Nance.
My guess is it's going to be something that's going to be defined.
Now there's a zebra convention discussing the result of the play and the enforcement of the penalty.
Recessing the laundry. Okay, and the white hat comes over to... Now he comes back and wants to know what the call. We don't know what the call is yet, but I'm pretty sure that Sheraton gets 2 points. Once again, these guys up in the booth, yes, it is. Not too quick to put it up on the scoreboard.
And then on sportsmanlike conduct following that against Winterset.
Oh. against Husky. Okay.
So it is. It's going to be assessed on the kickoff. So rather than kicking off from their, 20, they're going to kick off from their own 10?
Probably from the 10, yeah.
Now it looks like...
Now, am I right that they have the choice of punting or...
That's true.
Okay. Which I think most of the time they'd rather punt, wouldn't they?
Well,
it depends on how...
I think it just depends on what kind of... on what you have on your special team.
You know, I've been watching football forever, and I've never seen a drop kicker, have you?
No.
Not on purpose, anyway.
Not on purpose. Drew Kaufman, the kicker, sets the ball right in the middle on the 10-yard line. So Chargers lead 8-7.
And this one is going to be taken by Derek Lang at the 48. And he's still on his feet because the 40, the 35, the 30, down to about the 26. And Derek Lang does a nice job to the, it's going to be marked at the 27? The 27-yard line with 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Sheraton leading 8-6, as Dwayne just said. Sheraton got a touchdown but had the point after blocked, but they just followed it up with a safety, so they have the ball in Husky territory. Husky territory is where I used to buy my clothes when I was a little kid. They swing pass out to Ben Moret. He goes out to, I can't tell if he's knocked out of bounds or if he's still in bounds.
He gets almost 9. He's very close to the first down on the far side. Again, this is another play that's all the way on the far side of the field, so they're going to spot it. Let's give him 8.5 on that.
I think Christian's got 6 or 7 completed passes now here in the first half. It's got to be one of the
at least 4 different receivers. Kinnan's got one, Lang's got one, TJ's got one,
and Ben's got 2.
And that's a pitch to
fumble, and we'll see who gets it. But McCurdy has the ball, and it looks like Winterset's going to have the ball. We have 2:08 left to play here in the first half. So
Senior Jake Bauer came up with that on the bottom of the pile.
Tyler Nance saying something to the referee and trying to display something, and he ended up showing that perhaps he was hit in the back of the knees or something, and he looked like he was 13.
Oh.
Kind of struck me a little funny. Sorry. The ball is spotted at the 18-yard line, so 82 yards to go for a score
with 2:08 to play.
So the Huskies have their work cut out for them, or they might just say, let's keep the ball on the ground and not turn it over.
Nope, they are going to go. Two receivers left, 2 right. They're going to go with their own version of the pistol. A turn and keeps it himself, makes the handoff, wrapped up, pushed backwards. They're going to credit the sack at the 10-yard line.
And at the 9, yep.
At the 9, so that's going to be a loss of 10.
He's signaling for the clock to keep going. So less than a 1:50 left.
Okay, so back to the more traditional power eye. Turns, takes the first handoff, hands off to the second back through, goes over left tackle, falls forward.
Runs the old man first.
Across the 13, maybe to the 14-yard line, and they're going to call a timeout. Winterset calls a timeout? Nope, timeout. Sheridan calls a timeout. They think they're going to stop him and get another opportunity to put points on the board here in the second quarter. So
tonight's game being brought to you by Hammer Medical. They're on the Sheraton Square, on the south side of the square, by Bingham Construction. And by Hanson Realty, Iowa Realty, Belzer Equipment, and Johnson Machine Works. Lucas County Health Center and Judge Ranch House and Mac Hardware. I mentioned Lucas County Health Center. We certainly appreciate what all they do for our athletic department especially, and that's just great. So Your thought here, Dwayne, is that Sheraton's going to try to get this stop and try to get the ball back for one more chance to put the ball in the end zone, huh?
Well, and they've got one more timeout, so if Winterset runs the ball and Sheraton gets the stop, they'll call another timeout, make them punt the ball and hopefully have another opportunity. And we've seen Sheraton be able to score from 45, 50, 60. I mean, they had a 61-yard pass that got called back from a penalty earlier in this game.
And they did a couple weeks ago, too.
So they can and will score from long range. Larson in, turns, fires down the right-hand side, and that's incomplete pass. He was out of bounds. He did catch the ball, but was out of bounds, and the referee was standing right on the line. Had the best angle of anybody maybe in the entire stadium, but out of bounds, and so the clock's going to stop on incomplete pass with a buck 19. So not only does the clock stop, Sheraton saves their timeout, and are now going to get the ball back as Winterset sets up to go punt. And McCurdy stands on his 45. There's the punt. Side and side and winding out of bounds at the 43 of Winterset. So Sheraton's going to take the ball in Winterset territory with a buck 13 and one timeout here in the second quarter.
Absolutely. The head coach of the Sheraton Chargers is Kurt Spicer. His assistant coaches include Lee Sandy, Lee Kane, Bob Kane, Tracy Hogg, Josh Snook, and Keegan Smith. Principal of Sheraton High School is Tracy Hall. Athletic director and assistant principal is Tim Millage. Our superintendent of schools is Paul Reich. Now, with trips to the left, wide to the right, Hawkinson in motion, left to right. We got another flag, and
Christian takes it himself.
It's about a 6-yard game, but there is a lot of flags. My guess is it's going to be against Sheraton.
Illegal procedure against Sheraton. So, yep, that 5 yards is going to cost him there. So it's going to go back from the 40 to the 45.
Ball is still in Winterset Husky territory. Christian stands right on midfield, right on the 50. And he's going to swing pass out to the right to Lang. He cuts it up the field, and he's still on his feet. Gets about a 10-yard gain to the
and a flag on the far side. I don't know if it was a late hit after Derek was already out of bounds.
I saw something fly over there. And
yeah, it was a flag, and it came from a long way away. Personal foul on Winterset.
Is that the third personal foul on Winterset?
Two personal fouls and an unsportsmanlike. There was a face mask earlier, and then there was the unsportsmanlike on the safety call. So that's an extra 15 yards, and the Chargers are going to have first down. Still have not needed to burn their timeout. So with 53 seconds on the clock, ball's going to be spotted on the 22. First and 10 from Winterset's 22. 22 yards to go for a score for the Chargers.
Back from the shotgun, back to pass. Christian looks over to the right. He's got a man open. Lang steps out of bounds. Was it a catch? It is. And I believe it's in.
No, it wasn't. They're going to say he was out of bounds, not complete.
And here again, we had an angle that we can't see over there at all to tell, but the referee was right on top of it, just as he was on this side. And I hate being this complimentary of the referees.
We can fix that in the second half.
We probably will. High formation, second down and 10. Back to pass. Not high formation. Pistol formation. He's got Hawkinson. What's up? Touchdown, Sheraton. Touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson. Yumbo! And with 31 ticks left on the clock in the first half, Sheraton goes ahead by a score of 14-7. And the point after will be attempted right now. We'll see if Edward in there. He get it? No, that's Steven. I think they're going to go for two, Dwayne.
Oh. I better stop writing and then watch.
So they are going to go for two, wide right, wide left. They're going to be, and he's back to pass. Christian tries to find somebody on the far side. I believe he's got it. It is a jumbo at 2 points to T.J. Hockenson again. And so Sheraton, with 41 seconds left to play, takes a 16-7 lead at here at Winterset over the Winterset Huskies.
And that was one of those. You remember how Brett Favre used to run out? He'd roll himself out a little bit, and then he'd jump up in the air and do this little flip touch pass thing. That's what Christian did on that play.
Nice job by Christian Banks, and nice job by T.J. Hockenson on both of those. He went up in the air over the steeple. And here, you know, TJ is a tall young man, about 6'5 or so. He used every bit of that plus all of his jumping ability to go straight up and bring those passes down, and he did a nice job. As I said, no doubt in my mind that he will continue to be the leading receiver in the district. So, Sheraton will kick off from the 40 with 41 seconds left to play here in the first.
And get specialized.
Here in the first quarter. First half of play. Hey, I think I heard a commercial. We might have a commercial to go to. Here's the kick. And it's a little squib on the ground. It hit a young man from Winterset there, number 45, right in the chest. And bounced off him, but he had the presence of mind to fall right on.
Trayton Hockenmeyer.
So 5 seconds went off the clock on that one. So it'll be first and 10 for the Huskies. Ball on the 45-yard line, 55 yards to go.
So, and Winterset has 2 timeouts and 36 seconds to go 55 yards. Larson, in their own version of the pistol, takes 3 steps and fires off to his right. That's completed.
And out of bounds.
Cohen Donahoe with the reception. He gets 5.5. Maybe 6. Cross midfield to the 49-yard line. 2nd down and 4.
In the second quarter, Oskaloosa 21, Norwalk 7.
Larson takes another 3 steps.
Oh.
Fires. Pass was intended for number 84, Mitch Holcomb.
Almost.
But incomplete. Holcomb went left, and the ball was thrown behind him to the right.
Almost picked off by Quinn Storm. Boy, that breeze feels good.
Really does.
It's been such a warm day, and that breeze is really feeling nice.
3rd down and 4, 27 seconds left on the clock. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Pistol set. Larson turns, looks to his left. That's a completed pass. Crossed the 1st down, went back behind what he needed, then ran back and then runs out of bounds. Close to the 40-yard line. We'll see 37. Sorry, wrong side. 42-yard line where he goes out of bounds. 20 seconds on the clock.
Does Winter still have a good kicker?
They do. They need to get things. They need to get the ball to the point where the spot is maybe on the tweak, and he might be able to kick a 25 or 27 yarder, maybe a little more than that. Ball intended across the right hand side, going to be incomplete. Hockenson makes contact, and then there's
a
really late flag back
way behind. Way back behind.
That was the referee. Sorry. Unsportsmanlike on the Chargers.
I wonder what he saw from way back there.
I don't know. Might have been language. Might have been an elbow. So.
But he saw it from a long way away.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying he didn't see something. I'm just saying that it was something that he saw from way behind the Winterset huddle.
That's the kind of thing where you have a good field of vision and you get to pick it up as opposed to being right on top of it.
So, sometimes you can be too close to see things.
Exactly. So, 1st down and 10, ball on the 28, 16 seconds. Snap to Larson, gets to running back, and now ball's on the ground. I think it was covered by 67, Tim Stroh. It was. Stroh comes up with that one.
So
at the gain of.
So shouldn't the clock be going?
9. But Winterset calls a timeout, so that will stop the clock with 8 ticks left. They might be able to run a pass play from here and still have time. That would be a 37-yarder. That's a long way, especially that's if there is wind, it's into it on this end of the field. But they probably need to get another, I think they probably need to get another 6 or 7 yards before they think about attempting that. Kaufman is, let me see if I can, go ahead.
Well, just hoping that the Chargers can hold them out here with 8 seconds.
Yeah, Kaufman is 1 for 1 on the year. He made a 27-yarder.
Well, from the shotgun.
Yep, so here's Larson. Turns, looking to his right, fires across the middle. Ball's going to be incomplete, so that only takes off about half of the time on the clock. Third down and 2, 4 ticks to go. Ball gets spotted back on the 21-yard line. So, barring a defensive penalty, this will probably be the last play of the half. Dwayne Johnson.
We are about ready for a second half kickoff here at McGaffin Field. It will be Sheraton kicking off to the Winterset Huskies, the Sheraton Chargers, in the enviable position of being up by 9 points. By score 16-7. Sheraton's scored 2 touchdowns, a 2-point conversion, and a safety. That's an interesting combination of, and they have one PAT block.
Looks like Cody Stevenson is going to do the kicking here.
Cody Stevenson was in on a number of plays that I failed to credit him on, and he's just done a good job. I love Cody, sits right in the front row of my class.
Zips it along the ground, picked up at the 30.
Ooh.
And wrapped up.
DK, Bradley Kutchinger. Bradley Kutchinger with the stop on that one, and it'll be 1st and 10. Winterset, ball on the 26-yard line. I've always said time and time again that it shouldn't be the Huskies, it should be the Winterset Dukes, but they don't ever listen to
anything. They don't.
They just don't listen. You know, I get that a lot at home, too.
You keep saying that, though. Maybe one day. Jacob Larson in. Hand off. Tries to go over to the left-hand side. Stood up at the line.
You know, we've seen, and I don't know if this is a function of the official maybe calling it tighter than usual, or whether it's homecoming but we've seen several unsportsmanlike conducts and personal fouls tonight that we don't normally see.
I don't know. There may have. I didn't see if there was a letter that went out this week in between games. It's about the time of the year where there typically is. There may have been a emphasis kind of letter that goes out just to coaches and officials. I'll go take a look. Now we've got a reverse plant and throws goes incomplete with a reverse and then double reverse. And Larson, when he took the ball the second time, then tried to plant and complete across the middle, but the ball's incomplete.
And pretty much shoot in the middle of 4 guys in white jerseys, which is not what he kind of wanted to do.
I don't think that was the intent of that play design.
They're down in 10.
3rd and 10. Ball on the 26. 11:01 to play here in the third quarter. 3-step drop for Larson. Little touch pass in and out of the hands of Zach McElroy.
And he won it.
If he could have broken the 2 tackles for the Huskies that were around him, he just had daylight between him and the end zone.
My boy, Zach McElroy. And so it'll be 4th down and 10, time for a kick by the Huskies.
McCurdy and Lang set up back on their own 45. There's the snap. High end, over end, really high. Caught in the wind, and a bounce, and take a Sheraton bounce back. Bounces at the 45 of the Huskies and bounces back to the 41. Slot the ball, and that's where Sheraton's going to take it.
1st and 10 from the 41-yard line. 41 yards to go for a score, a halftime score, by the way, from Oskaloosa. It's Oskaloosa 21 and Carlisle 14. Is it Carlisle?
I think it was.
No, Norwalk. Norwalk 14. Thanks, Russ Ryder, former principal at Sheridan High School, now superintendent of schools, for sending that one in. And off on the counter play, DeLang, and he's got it broken open. He takes it across the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, gets his helmet knocked off, and there are flags all over the place. Yeah. I think there's more flags out there than there are officials.
It's laundry night here in Winterset.
I'm pretty sure that Lang maybe threw a flag on that one. Yeah. Are the guys carrying out there with him? What do we got going this time? We'll see. Another face mask, maybe?
Personal foul face mask.
In stereo.
There it is.
So you're growing the beard again.
I am. It's tough to see on the radio, but... 15-yard penalty against the Huskies. Sheraton, the play was a first down anyway, but that's going to tack on another 15. And a really nice play. Lane came in motion across the line and snap, and then just a little flip to him from Christian, and it was good for a first down. So first and 10, ball on the 14, well, maybe.
Yeah. And off on the right side, McCurdy, yes it is. He's going to pick up 2 yards, maybe, second down and 8. Becky told me that I needed to shave and change shirts so that I look good on the radio. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you showered.
This many guys in the press box, they're all glad I showered.
Ball on the 10, second down and 8. Binkson looks off to his right. That's a completed pass. Leaps up in the air, gets close. I'm not sure whether he got out of bounds or not, but it is going to be a completed pass, and he's got at least 6 yards.
Derek Lang.
Nice job by Derek. And in traffic, went up, taking care of the ball.
Third down and 3. I tell you what, Christian is putting some pretty impressive numbers up tonight. He hasn't had very many incompletions. Okay. Now you have both Kinnunen and McCurdy, the handoff to McCurdy, and he's
very close. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Sheridan. Touchdown, McCurdy. Yumbo!
5 yard run.
Nice job. And that makes our score 22-7. Sheridan with the lead. So Sheridan with the touchdown, and now the swinging gate takes it over for the extra point. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick. It's up. Hey, ER.
Good.
Edward Rodigan puts it through for the extra point. 23-7. Sheridan with the lead with 9:29 left to play. Dwayne Johnson and Mark Felderman from McGaffin Field in Winterset. We'll be back with more after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend.
That's exactly the way it is at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Judd's has a menu to please every palate, Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
Church and Cody Stevenson getting ready to boot this one away. He's kept it on the ground, and he did again, and attempted onside kick. Nice job being picked up by number 10.
Andy Lambert,
that's the second time he's been the guy that jumped on it. And so they'll take over on the 44.
Really good field position for Winterset to start this drive.
56 yards to go for a score.
You know, I remember a couple of years ago when they started off the game with a onside kick.
Yeah.
Two or three in a row and
yeah.
Covered and recovered. We're like, this is great. This is great coaching. Come to find out later.
Yeah. But that was great. So K
carry, handoff over the left-hand side. Hunter Shahan gets the carry, and he's good for a, oh, well, bunch of yards. Across the 50, down to the 40, 47.
McCurdy in on the tackle. McCurdy playing both ways now.
9 yard gain. Tyler split wide left. One right. Power eye behind Larson. Turn, gets to the second back. Tries to go over right tackle. Gets the first down and more. The 45 down to the 41. Tackle to Bradley Kritzinger.
BK with a nice job there. They bring the ball up to the 41-yard line, enough for a first down, first and 10 Winterset. Sheraton with a 23-7 lead here in the third quarter, 8:50 and counting in the third.
Another power eye set.
When you see me put popcorn in my mouth, that's your turn to
talk. That's my turn to take it. Larson looking downfield. There's a flag. Pass is complete and out of bounds. Ball at the 16-yard line.
So we'll see what the flag is. I assume it's pass interference.
Catch by Brandon Allen. If it stands, and then there's multiple flags on the play. We're going to see what all we've got going on. The flag in the backfield is, you know, a holding kind of spot. And then I think you're right. I think there was pass interference down on the play down over here, or at least defensive holding. Maybe the ball wasn't quite in the air yet. We got a hold on the offense. We've got pass interference. They're going to offset.
They'll bring it back. It's going to be first down again.
Repeat.
So a nice pass play by Winterset gets nullified, and the boys in black will have to do it again. The good guys in the white jerseys are glad for that one.
So do-over here in Winterset.
Mulligan.
With a mulligan. That's another guy in the press.
I love that. What's your name? Stuart what? Huh? Holman. Stuart Holman.
Stuart
Holman. I love this guy.
He calls him Mulligan. That's awesome.
Stuart's going to be coming on the road with us the rest of the season.
Larson in under center. Power eye. Turns, fakes the handoff to the front back. Second back falls down in the backfield for a loss of a yard.
And
Jack Parker on the carry.
The Winterset offensive line on the left side had blown a nice gap for him to go through.
It was there for him.
Down.
I don't know if field's getting a little slick out there or what, but that was Jack Parker on that carry. So second down and 11. Larson in under center, takes a three-step drop, turns, fires off to his left, completed pass to Colt Seiler. It's going to be 8 yards, maybe nine, but he started a yard shy with an 11-yard, not quite so much, about 8 yard gain, third down and 3. Ball's going to be spotted on the Sheraton 34-yard line.
Look what I found.
Hey!
There you go.
How about that?
We should have had that in the first half.
Huskies break huddle. One receiver left, one right. Power eye behind Larson. Turns, takes the handoff to the first, goes to the second back. Host Chargers in. 51, Pavel Garbazov on the tackle in the backfield. Huskies lose ground on that play. Loss of 2, thanks to Pavel Garbazov.
You know, you don't see these guys in the hall every day the way I do. Pavel is like just built like you can't believe.
You're making a gesture.
He's making a gesture on the radio. But I mean, he's got arms and shoulders. He's a scary guy.
He's a big guy.
He says,
Larson and Anderson are going for it on fourth down. Rolls to his right, puts the ball in the air. That's a completed pass. Rolled up at the 32-yard line. Going to be close. We'll see where they spot it.
The way he's described that chair tonight school is a scary Russian guy.
31, 32. It's hard telling. They are going to measure.
Ooh, I get it out of my binoculars.
There you go.
But it's on the near side. There's a whole bunch of Huskies in between where us and where the Huskies
are. I have to stand up.
You're 4 inches taller than I am. You're still not going to be able to see it.
I'm 4 inches better looking, too. I still can't see the ball, though. No matter how good looking I am, I still can't see the ball.
try as I might.
Best line of the night. I mean.
Yep. Go, Jared, you get the ball on that. This is second time.
Boy, that was
on that one.
That was really close, too.
You know, Dwayne, I may have, you know, all that is going for me, but you went to great.
Well,
you know, so all he was done at the end.
Yes. Ball's going to spot on the 31-and-a-half-yard line for Sheridan. They break huddle. Ben Moret splits wide to the right, really wide to the right.
This is my turn.
Sorry.
Okay, Ben Moret, really wide to the right. Full house backfield. This is something we've not seen before tonight. Hand off to McCurdy. We have seen that before tonight. And just not a lot of room up in the middle part there. And historically, we've seen Alec and the Nance brothers give us a little room there. But the middle of that interior defensive line for Winterset is really doing a good job of blocking it up there.
Well, and we've seen double tight end sets before, typically, and we've not. They're splitting the receivers out and then going full out in the backfield still with the pistol.
Hawkinson to the near side. Christian's looking for him. He gets it. It's going to be caught, and he's knocked out of bounds at about the 38-yard line, 39 and 38-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third down and 4 yards to go for the first down. They are on the, as I said, the 38, between the 37 and the 38-yard line. They got 62 yards to go for a score. Under 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Sheraton with a 23-7 lead. You're tuning to KIIT in Albia. Here's the snap, trips to the right. Austin Hawkinson on the right side. He's going to get dropped for a big loss. With a nice little swing pass out to Hawkinson. He gets the reception, but he's not going to like the yardage on that. It's going to be about a 6 yard loss. So he's going to bring up a fourth down, and, well, they give him a decent spot, but it's still a fourth down and 7. Charlie Palmer will be coming in off the sideline with his one latitudinal second average at 33.7 yards a kick. I'm gonna milk that one the whole season. How great is that? You know, that you have a kicking average of a latitudinal second. There's the snap. Charlie gets it away and almost blocked, and how he didn't get roughed on that, I don't know. It's picked up by the Winterset receiver right at the 25-yard line. He takes it back up to the 35-yard line. By the way, I did not mean that to mean that it was he didn't get the flag or something. They did, but they went through there, nearly got the block, but then missed the kicker completely.
Yeah, I don't know how they managed to avoid hitting it.
That's what I'm trying to guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice job on defense there by the Huskies. But the Huskies will take over first and 10 ball on the 34. They've got 66 yards to go for a score. Dwayne?
Larson in under center, power eye. Receivers left and right, turns, gives to the first back through. Number 43, Brandon Hurwitz, the carry. Goes over right tackle up to the 37-yard line. So, decent gain on first down, second down and 6.5, maybe 7.
4.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
Larson still in under center. Power eye, give to the first back through. Stood up at the line. Does get across the 40. We'll see where the spot comes, but maybe 3 yards there. Brandon Herr with a 3 yard gain. Ball spot at the 41. They're going to need four more to get a first down. Third down and 4. Clock moving here with 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Your Sheraton Chargers leading 23-7.
My Sheraton Chargers?
Yes, ours.
Yes. As opposed to their San Diego Chargers.
Here's Larson. Back in motion. We have a flag prior to the snap.
Probably lined up in the neutral zone. Or
if that's a 5 yard penalty, it's going to be a first down.
Depends on which way they mark it off against Winterset.
A legal procedure against Winterset costs them 5, third down and 9.
So the ball goes back to the 36-yard line. Play comes in from the sideline. The Huskies break huddle. They're going to send trips right, one left. They're in their own version of the pistol. Here's the snap, handled by Larson, fires across the middle, in and out of the hands of two different Chargers before falling incomplete at about the 40. Pass is intended for Spear. And it's incomplete. Oh, there is a penalty on the play. Oh, holding Winterset. I have to imagine they're going to decline this, and they do. Yep, we have fourth and nine. So Stephen McCurdy sets up back at his own 35-yard line. Derek Lang's going to go back and join him. McCurdy's now backing up some more. Punt is into the wind. Huskies are ready. And here's the snap. High snap, covered. Takes three steps and then sideways kicks it. Bounces three times. McCurdy falls down, but falls on it right at the 30.
He falls down and the ball landed right in his hand. So it'd be first and down ball, first and 10 ball on the 30-yard line, 70 yards to go for his four.
Four two at this.
Four two at this. Now there's a drink word if I ever heard one. Fortuitous.
We got lucky.
We got lucky. Now that's the way we say it at Iowa State.
Off we go.
And off goes to Lang. He cuts it up the middle on that counter play, the 30. He's crossed the 40.
Wow.
He was almost down at about the 34-yard line. Put his hand down. Kept his knees off the ground, powered forward, picked up 11 yards, first down, Sheridan Chargers.
Really nice run. And that's one of those where Lane comes in motion, they snap the ball and hand it to him as he's coming across the formation. Really nice play. And did a nice job. They did a nice job on the left side of the line, sealing that and giving him the opportunity to find some green space on the left-hand side.
23-7 is our score with 3:11 left to play. Man in motion is Lang. Long count. Bankston keeps it himself. He's going to take it up the middle. Quarterback keeper picks up about three on that one. Takes it up to the 43-44-yard line. Second down and eight.
He waited a long time before he pulled the ball back out of McCurdy's gut.
When they talk about a quarterback draw, they're talking about art class. You really had time to take a picture of the guy across the line and sketch it up. That'd be a quick draw on the draw. And Twins right, wide left. Going to get it out to Lang on the far side. He makes the reception. He's got a first down and a little bit more. He picks up close to 10 yards, maybe 9 yards on that one, into Husky territory. They're going to spot it at the 48-yard line. 48 yards to go for a score. First down, Sheridan Chargers.
Now, you know, when they've run that play before, there have been two receivers out there blocking downfield, and now there's only one. I've seen them run that play a couple of different times.
There's two guys in the backfield. Now, there's not right now, but there have been two guys in the backfield all night. We've only ever seen one before this.
And we have a penalty. Also, I'll continue that thought. But when they're running that play, making Hawkinson make somebody miss or making Derek make somebody miss when they throw that bubble screen out on the side, and if he can, it's good and was good for like 9 yards there. But if he can't, it's gone for a loss of four and about half. I mean, it's been half and half.
Offside, Winterset right side of the line jumped over and made contact. Jump back, but in high school you can't jump back
make contact.
So brings up a first down and five. Ball now on the 43. Long count. Hand off to McCurdy. He's across the middle. He's picked up 5, 10, 15 yards on that one.
Down to 30.
All the way to the 30-yard line.
Really nice. 13-yard run for Stephen McCurdy. Just eating up yards in chunk.
You know, we had some really big crowds follow the Chargers this season. And there's a nice crowd over there, but not anywhere near the crowds that we've been seeing following. And you guys have stayed home. You're missing a good game here. Twins right, Twins left. Near is
Moret and pinning in the handoff up the middle to McCurdy, and he picks up maybe.
That was Lang. Oh. Lang came back out of. Lang split out right to the wide to the right, and then came back out, and a little misdirection there on the handoff.
Okay, it's radio. They don't need to know. They don't need to know that it was not that. That it was McCurdy. What's the matter with you?
Goes to the left. No, I mean to the right. No,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We are going from our right to our left with the wind at our back with 50 seconds left to play. And they whistle it, and it's going to be a timeout, Sheriff's and Chargers. So with 47 seconds left with the wind at their back in the third quarter, our score, Sheriff's in 23, and Winterset 7.
You are listening to Dwayne Johnson and
Mark Felderman
on KIIC, all the scores.
What station?
CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton, Iowa is having their model year-end clearance sale on all new 2013 and prior model year Arctic Cat, CF Moto, Kawasaki, Polaris, Suzuki, and Yamaha ATVs and motorcycles. For the off-road recreational vehicle enthusiast, you can take home a new Yamaha Raptor 125 for as low as $41 a month. We're also ending the summer season with deals on select on-road models. How easy is it to ride off on two wheels? You can buy a new Yamaha V-Star 650 for as little as $95 a month. Offer expires soon. CNC Custom Cycle, we're a good deal better. Offer subject to credit approval and model availability. Some exclusions may apply.
Tonight's ball game is being brought to you by the First Baptist Church in Russell, Iowa. Sunday school at 9:45. Sunday worship at 10:45. Kids for Truth, 6:30 on Wednesday nights, and adult Bible study at 7. Join us for a service this Sunday at the First Baptist Church of Russell. Snap goes back to Bankston. He finds Moret on the left side. He's hit, but he keeps going. And Moret fumbles the ball out of bounds, and it'll be right at about the 35-yard line. Not going to be enough for a first down, third down, and what's it look like, four?
Four and a half.
38 seconds. As I say, in the fourth quarter, the Sheraton will be going into the wind, and the wind has picked up quite a bit. When the game started, Dwayne, and Winterset deferred to the second half, there was no wind whatsoever. And now it's pretty good wind.
Well, and it was 82 at kickoff. It's only down to 75 now.
Okay, and Christian ducks down and puts it on the ground rather than get hit hard. Of course, you know that Christian was suffered a concussion earlier in the season, and he's under strict orders. Do not get your bell rung if you don't have to. And if there's nobody open downfield, touch the ball and go down. So that's the end of the third quarter of play with Sheraton with a nice lead of 23-7. I'm Mark Felderman along with Dwayne Johnson. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Johnson Machine Works, steel fabricators in Sheraton, is a sponsor of Sheraton Sports. The Sheraton community and teams work like steel. For many senior adults, there comes a time in life when they're not able to live in their own homes and take care of themselves. Southern Iowa is fortunate to have a facility to take care for our loved ones, the Sheraton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Trained and committed, Sheraton Nursing and Rehab Center, located adjacent to the Lucas County Health Center.
Welcome back to McGaffin Field. I'm Dwayne Johnson along with Mark Felderman. You are listening to KIIC. We're bringing you Charger Radio all fall long. Chargers here at Winterset have a 23-7 lead here at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and they have the ball and 32 yards to go for a score, Mark.
Back to in the passes, Christian, he's going to come down. He's going to be sacked for about a
8-yard
loss on fourth down. The ball's going to go over on down to Winterset. And so that was about as good an outcome for Winterset as they could have, and about as bad as it could go for the Sheriff's Chargers. 23-7 is our score as we get the fourth quarter underway in a game that has been thoroughly enjoyable. First of all, it's more fun to be winning than it is to be losing, even up at the booth. But it's been a really well-played, hard-fought contest here in Winterset.
And Winterset, with the ball and the wind, are not out of this contest. And Chargers have to step up on defense. Pass, swing pass out to the left-hand side.
bounces one still on his feet across the 40.
Lang ends up making the tackle after he was hit by Zach McElroy.
2 yard gain for Tanner Spear. Second down and 8. Clock moving with 11:26 to play.
And I want to say something here, too, that we have been treated so well up here in the Winterset press box by a fine group of gentlemen. They've given us stuff to drink and given us good statistics. It's been a lot of fun working with these guys.
Jacob Larson in under center. Turn hand off, goes over the right-hand side. Gain of a yard.
Tyler Nance in with the from the middle linebacker position. Makes a nice play and holds it to about a 1 yard gain.
Carry to Tanner Spear. Gets a 1 yard gain there. So ball's going to be on the 41. Play comes in from the sideline. And the Huskies break huddle. Third down and 7. Clock moving at 10:43. Larson in under center, power eye, turns fake, handoff wrapped up for a towel. Paul Garbazov gets a, 10-yard sack.
Nice job, Pavel.
Maybe not quite that much. The ball was on the 41. They're going to spot it on the 36. So.
Well, he wrapped him up and kept pulling him back.
7-yard loss. So
we got a timeout being called by Sheraton. So we will take a timeout with AR Snowers. Sheraton 23, Winterset 7. 10 minutes, 16 seconds left to play. Mark Feldman and Dwayne Johnson, keep it tuned. KIIC, all the scores on the table.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
There's the snap.
Goes
high. Really nice punt. Bounces at the Sheraton 30, rolls to the 26, and that's where it's down. So that's where Sheraton's going to take over.
McCurdy wisely stepped away from that one as he saw the entire Winterset student body come down the field and stand in front of him.
Wanted no part of that.
That had nothing to bruise.
In case you were wondering, and we do this every week. In case you were wondering, the most points scored in the games between Sheraton and Winterset was 51 by one team. That was Sheraton in 1995, a 51-7 win.
Back to pass, no handoff to McCurdy. McCurdy takes it across the left side. And he picks up maybe one, following his blockers on the left side of Trevin Nance and Evan Havoc. And the most total points?
Most total points, 38-25. That was back in 1970, also a Charger win. I don't think we're going to get to either of those tonight.
We want to thank Jim Frank for those statistics, and Jim always gives us those because I'm sure I'll look at those up. And Jim was at these games. I mean, the guy hasn't missed a game since he was born. The back to pass.
Christian on his feet now.
Hey! Ooh, hit hard. And it's going to be real close to first down.
He gets across the 35. Really, he flushed out of the pocket and really did a nice
first
job.
Down.
Oh, that's good. So the clock's going to continue to move here with 9:18 to play.
23-7 is our score. Sheraton with the lead over Winterset. Sheraton last week had their homecoming ruined by Oskaloosa. Sheraton looking to ruin the homecoming game of the Winterset Huskies, but I'm sure that the Huskies, like Sheraton last week, had a good homecoming week regardless.
There's a game?
Oh, yeah, there's a game.
There's all this other stuff going on.
Back, now hand off to McCurdy on the right side.
I want to invite everybody on Monday night. These two teams again, only at the junior varsity level, will be playing in Sheraton. I believe the kickoff is at 5:30, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock? At 6 o'clock, I'm told. From Reynolds Field in Sheraton.
We will not be broadcasting that one.
No, but I'll be doing the change for that.
Hey!
So I need to know. I don't want to be there at 5 if I got to be a 6 o'clock game. From the shotgun back, over to, and a beautiful pass, a catch by T.J. Hawkinson, went down to clip 7. And Hawkinson, that's got to be his 4th or 5th catch of the night.
Oh, maybe more than that. He was laying on his back when that one hit him in the hands.
That was fortuitous.
There you go. The word of the day, toilet paper.
That's how they pick up their vocabulary at Drake University.
Ball on the 45. Chargers break huddle. Clock continues to move.
Now look at this. Four guys in the backfield this time. We're not seeing this for a long time. They hand off now to McCurdy. There may be four guys in the backfield, but the handoff goes to McCurdy.
There were also four Huskies in the backfield. And there was no gain on that play.
Huskies number 54. Austin Lang reaches over, helps McCurdy up, claps him on the helmet in a friendly way. And he's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth down and 4. And Charlie Palmer into punt. Charlie has to stand up every time I walk into the room. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And there's a high kick. And Charlie goes down on his behind. But it'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Huskies ball on the 35. My speech classes today, you're going to love this. My speech classes today decided, we were talking about etiquette, and they pointed out, and they were dead serious. You know, we just don't know really proper etiquette. And I said, you want to have a month of extreme etiquette? And they both said, both classes, yeah. So, like, when I come into the room, they all stand up.
Wow.
If they're going to ask a question or make a statement, they stand up. If a girl goes to the bathroom, comes back, the guy sitting there screws the cup and holds a chair for him.
Larson in, takes the snap, turns and fires off to his right. Complete to Cole Seiler.
Please and thank you. The whole works. It's going to be cool.
4-yard gain for Seiler. Husky's in a hurry-up mode now. They're in their pistol set. Twins left and right. Ball picked up by Larson and completed.
Oh,
kind of a broken play, but Brandon Ryerson on the completion. He gets across the 45 to the 50. So they're going to break into Charger territory now, and the chains are going to move for the Huskies.
Tyler Nance was in, almost had the quarterback wrapped up for a sack. And took him down after the throw, but, I mean, the play had already begun. It wasn't anything inappropriate. But
Larson and Ryerson made something out of nothing on that one. Now back to the power eye. Flea flicker. Ball on the ground. Got a hand in the air. Mr. Short peels him off. I've not seen.
I assume it's staying with Winterstead. I haven't seen a
ruling turn
to the contrary.
Loss of a bunch. Second down and 19. Ball going to be spotted on the Winterstead 41. Snap. Back to Larson. Ball in the air. Intended for Tanner Spear. Incomplete. Third and 19 with 5:38 to play. Clock going to stop. But trailing by 3 scores here.
Yeah, it's definitely 4 downtime. 23-7.
Twins left, twins right. One back in the backfield, back behind Larson. There's the snap. 3 more steps. Dump pass. Incomplete. They threw a flag.
Oh, they did. You saw his out past the track as at every high school football game in America.
Oh, is that
our kids playing football over there. And the ball went way up in the air, and I said, oh, what? No, it's a football. Okay, so.
Okay.
Let's see, there it is again.
Oh, there it is. And that's what I thought it was, because the contact was made right
they
with the
ball. They have
a
yellow ball. Look, they have a yellow ball over there.
Fourth down and 19. Snap to Larson from the pistol. Launches the ball downfield. He's got two men in the area, but overthrows incomplete.
Now, Quinn Storm just did a really smart thing down there. He was back on defense, and he was in position to make the interception. But if he makes the interception back there, he's going to get tackled, and Sheridan's going to get the ball down on about the 15-yard line. Instead, by letting it go incomplete, Sheridan gets the ball clear up on their own 41-yard line.
On the Winterset 41.
Winterset 41. And so it would have been a difference of a half a football.
Yeah, that might as well have been a punt.
Right.
If he would have intercepted it. But now.
So good play by Quinn. First and 10, man in motion is.
Moret.
Who has the ball? I think Moret had it.
Yep.
And on that counter play, and ends up losing about a half a yard on that one. That brings up a second down and 11.
It's the same play we've seen Derek run several times tonight, where he releases out of a slot and comes across the line of scrimmage in motion before the snap. Snap right to Bingston, hand right off as that slot back is running across the formation.
Under 5 minutes to play here in the ballgame, and there's the play clock underneath the scoreboard, and Sheridan is going to use as much time between plays as they can. Now here's the snap back. They're going to give it to McCurdy up the middle. He's got some room to run, takes it up for about a 7-yard gain across the 35 to about the 34-yard line. Ryerson in on the tackle.
That play ran with four on the play clock. And so that's exactly what you want in this situation.
And they're waiting as long as they can to even go up on the line here.
Yep.
Now 4 minutes, 10 seconds. They're taking probably close to a minute per play.
With that 16-point lead, that clock can't move fast enough for the Chargers right now.
And they blow the whistle because
officials time.
We have an equipment failure on the part of Winterset, so number 71 will have to leave the game.
Connor Roach comes out. And C.J. Baker goes in for him on the defensive line. So official stoppage. And now they wind it.
But they restart the
25-second clock. It certainly doesn't help Winterset. It doesn't quite seem fair, but
it was there.
It was Winterset's helmet problem that they had stopped for.
They're going to snap it with a little bit more time on them. Well, maybe not. 4 seconds left. Hand
I
up
snap.
To Kinnan, I believe. No, it's McCurdy again. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and no more. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 6.
Timeout, Winterset.
Timeout, Winterset. And with 3:28 left to play, Sheridan leads the 23-7. Mark Felderman, Dwayne Johnson, keep it tuned here to KIIC for Sheridan Football. All the scores on the station.
Hanson's Iowa Realty is a name you should associate with success. Not just their success, but count listing your real estate with Hanson's as your success. List your acreage, residential, commercial, and recreational property with Hanson's for the success you expect. To list your property, call Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheridan, 641-774-5822.
Welcome back to McGaffin's Field. I'm Dwayne Johnson with
Mark Felderman, and we got 3.5 minutes left to play here in this one, and Sheridan's still off on the sideline. Coming back. And now we do believe that the kickoff on Monday is 5:30. Okay. So I was right. This doesn't happen to be very often, so I like it. So
well,
Sheridan.
Becky didn't tell you you were right. I know what that's like in my head.
Back to pass. He gets to Hawkinson, and I believe he's got enough first down. He makes the catch
So Sheraton will keep the ball. First down, Sheraton. They haven't moved the clock. I haven't moved the change yet.
That happens. I mean, Amy tells me I'm right. I'm going to write it down.
A lot. It's at least 8 or 10.
Oh, he's got it? Yeah, yeah.
We're being asked, and we're not keeping track of how many passes that TJ has caught tonight, and how many passes Christian Bankston has. Because they're just looking awesome tonight. Now back to pass again. Now this time they hand it off to Connor Gugelich on the counter play after a fake handoff to McCurdy. He takes it across the left side. He's going to lose a couple of yards, but it eats up the clock.
The clock is much an enemy for the Chargers at this point as anything else. Clock moving at 2:42.
Yeah, they're playing against the clock more than they're playing against the Huskies at this moment.
So that was, yes, a loss of two. Ball's going to be spotted at the 31. 13 seconds on the play clock when the Chargers break their huddle.
Taking their time to get up to the line. Here we go again with one back on each side of the quarterback and another one still there. They give the ball to Gugelich again, and he's going to carry the ball up forward close to the line of scrimmage, maybe drop another yard back, so it's bringing up a third down and about 13. And Winterset will take a timeout, and we will take a timeout again with Sheraton leading 23-7. The ball is on the 31-yard line, third down and long. Mark Feldman and Dwayne Johnson, all the scores, one station.
See what a smile can do. A helpful smile for you.
This sporting event on Thunder Country KIIC is brought to you by Sheraton Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, part of your healthy solutions. Go to Hy-Vee.com and see the healthy solutions that Hy-Vee brings to you.
And as we go into the final few plays of this ball game, Alvia has taken the lead, 22-21. The Albert Bondurant Farrar. So Sheraton has the ball, and that was a big first down because they were able to dump off another three plays, four plays, back to pass. Christian gets out to T.J. Hockenson, back to the original line of scrimmage, and then he carries forward another 4 yards to bring up a fourth down and four. And
Winterset takes their last time. Side judge whistled it.
Okay.
Signal.
So our last timeout of the evening for Winterset, and we'll take the last timeout with 2:02 left to play. Tonight's game being brought to you by Bingham Construction, CNC Cycle, Community First, Credit Union, Hammer Medical, and Hanson's Iowa Realty. We'll be back with more. Keep it tuned to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
Welcome to our restaurant. What would you like?
The only thing on your menu is ham sandwiches?
Yes, that's our only choice.
Would you choose a restaurant with no choices? No way. And you don't want a bank with no choices. That's why you'll love Midwest One Bank. We let you bank the way you want, with all kinds of services. Fixed rate mortgages, adjustable rate mortgages, and multiple programs for first time homebuyers. Bank the way you want at Midwest One, where you're the one. Go to MidwestOne.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, subject to credit approval.
Also brought to you by Belzer Equipment, Johnson Machine Works, Judd's Ranch House, Lucas County Health Center, Mack Hardware, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Pipers, and Red Hall Realty. Now, Twins right, Twins left, and a flag goes down as Winterset jumped early on that one. It's not going to be enough for a first down, but instead of fourth down and six, it's going to be fourth down and one. So 5 yards, and that's a huge difference, Dwayne.
The Pella score has gone final. Pella 44, Carlisle 7.
44-7, Pella over Carlisle. Homecoming is usually a fun time, and now timeout, Sheraton. Go. Keep it tuned right here. Well, this game is being brought to you by Smith Body Shop, Waters Auto, Danco, The Sullivan family, Ben Franklin, Sheraton, Hy-Vee, Northridge Living Center, and the Sheraton Nursing and Rehab Center. We'll be back with more on KIIT, all the scores in one state.
Stop into Barbed Wire and Lace for all your shopping needs for men, women, and children. Country and casual wear. Located on Court Avenue in Sheraton, open Monday through Saturday.
Also brought to you by Windstream, Piercebacher Funeral Home, the Mamba Convenience Store in Lucas, Southtown Auto, Midwest Heritage Bank, and as you just heard, Barbed Wire and Lace, and the First Baptist Church of Russell. So this is Dwayne, fourth down and one. 2:02 left to play. Fourth down and a short one. Ball right on the 20-yard line. And
Winterset burns their last timeout. If Sheraton converts here, they can kneel down twice, and it's going to be over. So here's the snap. Let's go, Chargers.
They pitch off to McCurdy on the left side. He's going to be wrapped up. Nice, he's on his feet. He doesn't get the first down, though. He was hit 3 yards back, bounced forward. He was hit hard. And the ball will go over to Winterset on downs on the 21-yard line. So Winterset, though, needs two scores and two-point conversions in less than 2 minutes to tie, right?
Stranger things have happened, and to recover an onside kick in the middle.
Yes. So.
Okay, so maybe not.
That's stranger, but as strange.
Yes, certainly.
With no timeout.
No timeout. So here we go with the buck 55. Snap to Larson. Three steps, looking downfield. Turns, fires off to his right. Incomplete pass.
Only 4 seconds go off the clock on that one. You can help us out a little bit more than that, Stuart.
For question, McFarland.
Stuart counts to three before he turns on the clock. Hey, that's why you play him at home.
Larson in the pistol, looking off to his right.
Oh, nice catch.
That's a completed pass by Grant Williams.
Nice job by Zach McElroy. Puts it down, and he's still inbound, so the clock continues to run.
In the field of play, ball spotted at the 26. Third down and four. Snap to Larson. Three more steps back, looking across the middle. He hits him in the hands, bounces around. I don't know if he completed. Intended for Colin Donahoe, who had hands on the ball 3 or 4 times. But then we've got a flag in the backfield, so we'll wait to see what that's all about. Clock stops with a buck 27 to play here in the fourth quarter. Your Chargers leading 23-7 over Winterset here at McGaffin Field.
More than two longitudinal seconds to go for a score for the Huskies. Oh, that's the third unsportsmanlike conduct against the Huskies in this game. And they must have got a letter because I haven't seen that many flags in a game. And I'm not seeing, like flagrant hits or anything. Have you seen anything?
No.
Have you seen anything?
No, I haven't.
Is that right? Well, maybe it's from the far side of the field. So it's obviously not even something on the sideline. There's no bench, but so Sheridan faithful making some noise over there.
I'm gonna find out what the heck this was all about at some point.
You have to let me know.
I'll have to let you know.
But several guys coming off the field for Winterset and getting talked to, so something happened. Twins right, twins left, take it.
Larson still in the pistol, looking off to his left.
Nice pass.
That's a completed pass, still on his feet across the 20 to the 26.
And Quinn Storm was the one man to beat. And he put a hit on him. And
Brandon Allen with the reception in the game.
And that was a fourth down.
That was a fourth down play. So Sheraton takes over on down. That's going to be your ball game with a buck 19 to play because Winterset can't stop the clock.
And Quinn Storm just has had
an outstanding football game tonight. Stephen McCurdy's had an outstanding football game tonight. T.J. Hockenson has had an outstanding football game tonight. Derek Lyons played very well tonight. And Christian Bengtsson.
If we had to pick a player of the game, I don't know how we'd do it.
Because they just done. My vote would be Christian. Because, yeah, T.J.'s had a great game, but Christian's put it in more hands than just.
That's right.
And had a couple of good runs as well.
They've really done a nice job. There's the snap. There's the kneel. So, that ends up being, this is kind of interesting because.
Why not take it right underneath?
Why not go up underneath and take a 1 yard kneel rather than taking a 6 yard kneel? So that's going to bring up second down and seven. Six. I don't know. Anyway, second down and 15. With clock moving.
Yeah, there's two stakes there.
Oh, that's right. Here we go. Thank you. Second down and 15. Ball on the 31. High snap. And Christian takes another knee. Costs him another 5 yards.
It depends on how soon they blow the whistle, whether it has to be another one or not.
Third down.
He specifically waited until it was under 24 seconds. And so that's the end of the game. And our final score from Winterset, Sheraton with the win at the homecoming of Winterset at McGaffin Field, Sheraton 23, Winterset 7. Great game. Great game for the Chargers. One of the best games I've seen them play in years. As we were discussing, Christian Bengtsson had a great game. Stephen McCurdy had a great game. Derek Wang played very well. T.J. Hockenson, fantastic job as well. Just all the way around. Quinn Storm with a really good game. Cody Stevenson played very well. Pavel, Connor Dubrick, Zach McElroy. We just saw a host of Sheraton Chargers with really, really outstanding games. So Sheraton gets their first win in their district. Coach Spicer picking up the win. They're shaking hands out on the field. Everybody congratulating. And I want to congratulate Winterset on a good homecoming week. And looking forward to seeing the junior varsity game between these two teams on Monday night.
So Sheraton's going to move into a multi-way tie for at least fourth. In the district, Carlisle 1-2, Winterset at 1-2, and Sheraton at 1-2. So I don't know how the Norwalk and Oskaloosa and Knoxville game.
I haven't seen a final on the Norwalk Oskaloosa game, but Oskaloosa was ahead last I saw. Let's see, I got one more text.
But it's. District 8, Class 3 District 8 is getting kind of interesting there.
It is.
You bet. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it looks like an interesting time.
So we'll do a little quick recap here. There was really only the one score in the second half. Stephen McCurdy went in for a five-yard run. Rodigan's PAT was good. Final score 23-7. Sheraton wins.
Woohoo! That's right. Great job. I knew Sheraton was going to get a homecoming win sometime this year. And we got it here at Winterset. Great time at Winterset. Nice community, good people, and always make us feel good when we come to Winterset. We want to thank everybody here. We want to thank Jim Frank back at the studio. Thanks, Joe Millage, for buying a radio station we can be on. Dwayne, thank you for another great job.
Lots of fun tonight.
And I'm Mark Feldman along with
Dwayne Johnson.
Keep it tuned to KIIC. Till next time, hey, we'll see you in church, everybody.